You are listening to Outnumbered, the podcast, episode number 96, with guest Michelle Diaz. We're so excited to introduce you guys to Michelle today. She is the owner of Michelle Marie Fit and an incredible fitness expert. She's also a creator of the very first protein powder ever designed for pregnant and nursing moms. We're so excited to introduce you to her and share all of her secrets and tips for getting fit and staying healthy as a mom. Hello, and welcome to Outnumbered, the podcast. I'm Bonnie.
And I'm Audrey. We're experienced moms to a combined total of 18 children.
Our mission is to help overwhelmed parents find peace in parenting and humor in the chaos.
Come join us as we attempt uninterrupted conversation about parenting with joy and intention.
Welcome back, friends. We are on episode 96, and today we have a special guest with us. Her name is Michelle Diaz, and we are really excited to introduce you to her. So, Michelle, welcome to Outnumber the Podcast.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure to be here with you guys and your tribe.
We are super excited to have you. We have never had a guest that is an expert in Michelle's field, so we'll talk about that in just a minute.
Okay, Michelle, we're excited to talk to you today, but we like to start off our episodes with a little humor segment because all of us moms can use a little humor, right?
Definitely.
So we're wondering if you have any funny mom moments that you can share with our listeners today.
Oh gosh, yes. One definitely comes to mind. My husband and I are both very competitive. And when my first son was recently born, we would go on runs and walks. And so he was like, you know, we should race. And I was like, oh, I totally got you, because he doesn't work out as much as I do. Well, of course, it was my first and I had no idea what it was going to be like. And so off we go. And within seconds, I had peed all over myself. It was terrible. And he was laughing and I was laughing and crying at the same time. Now, years later, I realize why that happened, but I didn't know in the moment.
Oh my goodness. I think we can all relate to that. I had a friend who was a personal trainer, and I trained with her for a while after my third baby, and she would always make fun of me when I couldn't do jumping jacks or specific things. And I just thought bad karma. When you have your kids, it's going to be bad for you.
Yes, totally.
Oh, Michelle, that's a great story. Thanks for sharing that. So we want you to start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and your family and your business, Michelle Marie Fit.
Awesome. So I have been in the fitness and health industry for about 20 years. And about like 15 years ago, I decided to start going online because I would always have clients that had like a friend or a family member out of town that they wanted me to help them. And so I started kind of building online programs and I started blogging, and that's kind of how my online business started. Then I got pregnant. I have two kids, a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old. And when I got pregnant, that whole journey was just so incredible for me. And I realized how hard it is to be a mom and be pregnant and all those things. And so I really started being driven by just helping moms and helping women navigate through those early years of like pregnancy and, you know, raising a child. And so I kind of stopped blog. Well, I continued to blog, but I really started creating programs for pregnancy and postpartum and moms just to help them navigate through those years easier. And that's how Michelle Marie Fit started. And to date, I've helped around 250,000 women, which is so crazy to like even think of.
That is incredible. Wow. Yeah, I know both Bonnie and I value our health and our physical fitness as one of the highest things as part of our motherhood. And we're just so excited to dig in and talk to you today because this is something that we value too.
Yeah. So important, but so many women, you know, don't have the time or don't know how or the motivation.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to talk specifically about the motherhood aspect of it in a minute, but I want to rewind a little bit back to before you were a mom and just ask you why you felt called specifically to wellness and fitness. What was it about that industry that really, you know, got you excited?
Well, you know, at the beginning it was, I was raised by a mom who I think had a poor relationship with food and exercise. And so she did a lot of diets. And, you know, and now that I'm a mother, I realize that it's not easy, right? But she was always having my sister and I do these diets with her. And it was really unhealthy. And I, as I grew older, I really wanted like just some answers and more of like, I was like, it can't be that you just have to diet all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I remember being, I don't know, in early high school, late high school. And I was like, I want a personal trainer. I want to learn more about this. And my parents couldn't afford a personal trainer back then. So many years ago, 20 years ago, plus it was about $50 an hour. And they paid for my membership, but they were like, you can't do this. And so I begged them to let me get a job, which they didn't want me to because they just wanted me to get good grades and focus on school. But I begged them and I got myself a trainer and I worked 6 days a week as a server or a hostess at an Italian restaurant. And my entire paycheck went to my trainer. And that's really how it started. That was like the beginning of once I trained with him for a few years, I just got really into it. And I found myself, you know, teaching other people what I was learning from him. And then that's when I decided to get certified and become a personal trainer.
Oh, wow. That's a great story. Yeah. And I love that something healthy and worthwhile came out of something that could have otherwise been maybe a dysfunctional relationship with food in your body. Cause I think we all have periods of time where we look at our bodies like, you know, kind of communicate society's disrespect or unhappiness with women's bodies. So, so, so common, but I love that something healthy came out of that.
Yes, definitely. That was a win amidst the unhealthiness of everything that we lived through at the, you know, in our early years.
Okay. That's really awesome. I love how your dedication to that goal of yours, just like your whole paycheck went to your personal trainer. That's pretty dedicated. And I wanted to ask you, how has being in the fitness industry helped you personally, not only physically, but also mentally? Because Bonnie and I have both found that one reason that we exercise and work out before and during and after our pregnancies through our motherhood journey is for the mental benefits that we find out of it. So we want to hear from you. What have you found?
Yes, I mean, absolutely. I think people don't realize that the number one underestimated prescription for depression in the United States is exercise. And I don't understand how people don't do it just for that exact reason that you just said. I mean, there are so many times throughout the last 10 years of having my kids that like, it's just been so overwhelming the whole day. And then my husband gets home and I'm just like, I just need 20 minutes. Let me go outside and go for a quick run. I will come back a way better person. And, you know, and it really does help so much and helps also like set the tone in the morning. You know, sometimes like there's been times of like heavy stress, emotional stuff in my life where I'm so glad I had exercise to fall on, because I feel like, you know, so a lot of people gain weight because they stress eat. But when you're waking up and you're exercising, it just, you know, aside from the whole hormonal thing, it just clears your mind and it puts you in a good mood. And it's just a game changer on that aspect. But, you know, physically also, I feel like there's so much pressure as a mother right now to be in shape and, you know, look good. And I feel that like one of the most important things for a mom is confidence, because of like, you know, social media and all these things and wanting to keep up with the Joneses. And I really feel like those moms that kind of like have it easier or can navigate through all these stages a little bit easier, they have a little bit more confidence. I find with personal training, so many women, right? So many moms, how hard it is for them to get new mom friends and to go out and to feel, you know, confident and sexy with their husbands when they don't feel good about themselves. So, you know, it's hard for me to talk about this because I feel very passionate about it, but I also understand that you have to, I try to be a little bit sensitive, but, you know, I think that we have to unapologetically feel like it's okay to say that we want to look good, right? And so sometimes we get judged as mothers for that because we should care about our children first, or we're selfish if we exercise. But I feel like when you're confident in yourself because you feel good about yourself, then that makes you, you know, a better wife, a better relationship with your husband. It makes you be a more confident mom. It gives you energy to keep up with your kids. And so I really, truly believe that all of those things matter and affect so much.
Yeah. Wow. I couldn't agree more, for sure. And I love that you're saying, you know, that it just affects every aspect of your life. I've noticed personally that exercise, people either love it or they hate it. And the people that hate it are probably just hate it because they haven't yet found that one thing that really sets them on fire, you know, because when exercise is looked at as a chore, just like, oh, well, I got to mop the floor and I got to go do some push-ups or whatever, then nobody's going to enjoy it. And it's not going to give you that fire to go out and crush your day, right? But when you find that thing or that combination of things that really, really makes you feel amazing, then you crave it just like, you know, any other form of self-care. And it really does affect you so, so, so positively.
Yeah. And then you just start seeing results. And it's like, it just takes seeing a little bit of results for you to like just start getting into it yourself and wanting to do it more and wanting to do it longer and trying new things. So yeah, it's that first step that's really hard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the first step never gets easier if you quit, you know, like during a pregnancy or postpartum or something, you got to keep going. It's so hard to get back into it, for sure. Okay. So you mentioned a lot about why your passion is helping moms, but tell us about how you got there. What was the first thing that made you realize just how badly moms needed this push to take care of themselves physically?
Well, it really happened when I was pregnant and I was working out, and, you know, people would see me and they would be like, you know, how are you doing? How have you not gained so much weight? How do you look so fit? You know, can you help me? Can you give me a program? And so I kind of, my first pregnancy program just kind of happened like organically because people kept asking me for it. And I realized what a huge need there was and how many misconceptions there are out there about exercise and pregnancy. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I need to bring this to the world. And I also realized myself how much pregnancy helped me, you know, not be achy during, like, I was never felt super uncomfortable. I had energy, like I felt confident. I had a, you know, good relationship with my spouse during the time. I was able to lose my baby weight quickly. And I really attributed most of that to exercise. My labor was super fast. And then fast forward my second pregnancy, everything that you could imagine happened to me. I had placenta previa, was on bed rest. I fractured my toe. I was on crutches at 6 months pregnant. I mean, it was crazy. Everything happened. And so I spent a lot of months not being able to move, being really inactive. And I felt terrible. Everything hurt. My back hurt. My hips hurt. My neck hurt. I just felt yucky about myself. I argued with my husband all the time because I didn't feel good about myself. And then I would think that, like, he didn't feel that. Like, it was just, so I had to compare now. And while I had already created my pregnancy program in between there, I was like on fire to help women. I was like, I need more women to know what a huge difference exercise does make. Because now I always knew it, right? I've been doing this for 20 years, but like feeling myself the difference of doing it and not, I was like, I need to help more women because I can help them feel so much better in every aspect of pregnancy. And man, like, we all deserve that because pregnancy is such a beautiful gift, such a wonderful thing, and it gets such bad rap. And I get it, not everybody has the same pregnancy, and some women, you know, can't do anything about morning sickness and stuff. But man, if I could just help them, like, there's even like tricks I give them when they have morning sickness that helps them so much, like to just be able to look back on pregnancy and be like, oh, you know, it was like such a great time, it was such a beautiful thing, and just enjoy it and embrace it. Like, that's my goal.
Wow. Those are really, really neat sentiments, to look at pregnancy as a time that, like, it's a special, unique time with an end. And so to, you know, treat it like something you're going to look back on fondly, that's a really cool way to look at it. So when I'm pregnant, I'm really good about exercising because I see it as birth as an event that I'm training for, and I need to, like, as if it was a 5K marathon, and my body needs to be ready for that. And I know a little bit of that comes out of me doing home birth, and so feeling more responsible for my own, the way that my births go. But I have to admit a little bit that after I give birth, I'm not quite as dedicated to exercise. and I want to be, like, I know I understand the benefits, but so I want to ask you, you said you have experience with over 250,000 women and their stories. And I want to know, have you found like a common theme? What is it about motherhood that makes it so hard for women to practice healthy self-care?
Well, because I think it's because as soon as us women have a child, we just become so selfless. It's like everything, like everyone and everything comes before ourselves. Like I also believe that when we have a child, I also feel like God gives us like superhuman powers. Like I feel like I can do things and stay up later and like do things I could never do before now that I have kids. But it's also so selfless. And I also think part of it is society that makes us feel like we're selfish for taking care of ourselves, or we feel ourselves guilty for taking care of ourselves when we always feel like we should be doing more. Like, I mean, how many times do you spend time with your kids and you didn't feel like you were present enough, you didn't do enough? And so I think it's a mixture of us being selfless and also feeling guilty, and also the pressure that society puts on us for being, selfish for taking care of ourselves, even though it's the thing that we really should focus on.
Yes, I absolutely believe that. And what a blessing that we do become so selfless, right? Because I don't know about you guys, but in my early 20s, I was 100% selfish. Like everything was about me and about making me happy, you know, and doing what I wanted to do. And what a blessing that when I had this baby, all of a sudden, I did want to do everything for him. I wanted to make him happy and healthy and watch out for him. But that there's something to watch out for there too. And that is neglecting our own basic self-care that seemed so easy to do before there was a baby keeping us up all night and crying at us all day, et cetera. So I totally agree with that.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel just from working with so many women for so many years, I have found like a trend. It's like women that didn't that. And it's like such a beautiful thing, right? To like just focus on your kids and, you know, leave yourself last. But I find that a lot of these women who have done that end up a few years later when the kids are bigger, really angry and resentful. Like they blame everything. They don't even know who to blame it on, but it's like everybody is to blame it's the decision that they made, right? And of course, a selfless one and a beautiful one and a sacrificial one, but nonetheless, it doesn't make it right. And so a lot of times I tell, this is how I like kind of coach women through, like, it's okay for you to make the time for yourself because you don't want to end up later being like, I wasted all these years of my life where I could have been confident and felt good and had energy and kept up with my kids and, you know, been able to wear this and that. And now it's like, they feel like life is over, you know? And it's like, they feel like it's so hard to start then. And they're angry at everyone, but they really should be angry at themselves. And so that's where I come in and try and instill that, like, that routine and that lifestyle during pregnancy, because if you can start that during pregnancy, like, and you see and feel the benefits of it, it's a lot easier to carry it along, you know, throughout the rest of your motherhood.
Right.
Yeah. You know, that is a lot of the work that we try to accomplish through this podcast also, is helping moms see that they're more than just a mom. Like, there is going to be life after motherhood, and what are you doing now to prepare yourself for that time of your life? And we do the same, like try to help with our thoughts about motherhood and the ways that we're living and raising our kids, so that, you know, in the future we don't have those negative, resentful stuff going on in our lives, that we can just move forward with the other part of our person, who we are, not just a mom.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so Michelle, I have a question for you. Let's say there's listeners out there who are absolutely nodding along going, yes, I've needed and wanted to take care of myself for so long, but I'm just so overwhelmed and I don't even know where to start. What one tip or one piece of advice would you give them to just start making some changes?
Okay, I think that it would be more than one thing, but I think that the first thing I would say is that you need to give yourself grace. Being a mom is not easy. It is tough from pregnancy, for some women, even trying to conceive pregnancy and then having a child is really, really hard. And so if you're listening and you feel terrible about yourself or you feel like, man, I wish I would have, could have, like whatever, just forget about it. Like it is what it is. Give yourself grace. It's not easy. Everybody's journey is different. And just let's move forward from there. The second thing I would say is I, Michelle Marie, give you permission to make yourself a priority. Because I feel like sometimes you just need that. Like, because everybody, like, it's so easy for others to blame a mom for taking care of herself, for exercising, that you feel guilty for doing it and you almost need somebody to give you permission. So if you have felt guilty about taking care of yourself, if anybody has made you feel bad about putting yourself first, I give you permission to put yourself first because everybody in your family is going to benefit when mom feels good about herself and is in a good place emotionally and physically, the entire family will benefit. So those are kind of like my first like kind of mindset shifts that I think are important before an actual like thing to do. And then the next thing I would say is you have to schedule yourself in. I mean, it's so hard. We wear so many hats as moms. And just like you put in your schedule, you know, check homework, take child, you know, to dentist, pick up from school, take to after school activity. You've got to schedule yourself in as well, whether what makes you happy is a manicure or a facial or a massage or exercise or cooking healthy meals. Schedule it in because if you don't, you will always get the scraps of your time that will not be good enough. Imagine if we were just to wait till when we had the time to exercise. I mean, I'd still be waiting for that. Right. And so that would be like one to-do thing, schedule yourself in. And then I would say, always tell my clients to do things on a recurring basis. So I'll give you a few examples. For me with exercise, when is the time where I know I'll have less things come up. So for me, that was always like 5 o'clock in the morning. So I would rather wake up earlier, sleep less, because I knew I would be more consistent because as the day went by, I knew more things would come up. So I would just commit Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 a.m. And I just had like a no matter what attitude, like I'm going to work out at 5 o'clock, whether I went to bed at this time, whether whatever. Same thing with then like talking about something different. My nails, like at the beginning with my first, it was so hard to find the time and I was tired and I felt guilty and all those things that you're trying to figure out. And so I would always look down at my nails and feel like, what happened to me? You know, I wasn't like this before. I always was like, you know, tip top, like looked good. And so I was like, you know what? That's it. I'm going to get my nails done every 2 weeks on Friday at 11 a.m. And so every 2 weeks on Friday at 11 a.m., I had a nail appointment. I did everything that I wanted to make important in my life, I did it on a recurring basis. And I find that when people can do things on a recurring basis, you're more consistent, you get better results, it becomes more of a lifestyle thing. And it will just help so much.
Man, those are such good tips. Thank you for sharing those. I'm definitely going to use that line. Well, I have to go exercise because Michelle Marie told me to.
Well, you just need like that one part, like anyone to just give you permission.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So now you have some courses online, right, that you help moms with?
Yes.
All right. So can you walk us through some steps that helped you be successful as a business owner and a mom of small children?
So I think that it comes down to probably some of what I just talked about also, but just being really, really intentional with my time and really organized. I quickly realized how much time my kids took. I actually really started building my business when I just had my first. And so I was super busy, but I actually think that the busier you are, the easier it is to get things done. I remember girlfriends of mine, God bless them. Most of my friends don't work. They're stay-at-home moms. Love them. But I remember them coming over and being like, wow, how is your house so clean? And how do you cook every day? And you have this business and you work. And I was like, how do you not? Like, how many lunches can you go to a week? Like, what are you doing? Your kids in school, like, most of the day. But when you have all this time in your hands, you procrastinate and you procrastinate and you procrastinate. For me, I had literally 20 minutes to cook. If I don't cook between 3:30 and 4, my family doesn't eat. So it was like I became really intentional. I was so busy about my schedule. Like, I had a schedule done with everything I had to do, whether that was a grocery store, or cook a meal, or prep something, or work on my business. And everything had a set time and a set amount of time that I could give myself for that. And I mean, I really built and grew my business before the day started and during nap time. So for the first, I would say, 6 years of my life, I really grew and built my business from 4:30, 5 a.m. till 7 and 12 to 3.
Yeah, you have to be really intentional when you have so little time. And I love that you mentioned that the busy people are the ones that get things done. You know, I have my own experiences. Audrey and I both homeschool our kids, so we're used to having them home all the time. But a couple of years ago, I sent my kids off to a public school program just one day a week. And I noticed that day was the day that I got nothing done. Because I was like, I got 7 hours to myself. What am I going to do? I would have days where, like, the only goal was to, like, clean up breakfast and mop the floor. And guess when I was mopping the floor? 3 p.m. because I had to pick up my kids at 3:30. So I was like, yeah, this isn't working for me. I got to really, you know, step up my game. So I love that. And then along those lines, we know that so many of us would love to get more things done, and whether it is build a business or start up a hobby or whatever. I know you mentioned making sure to schedule things, but is there anything else that you would offer as advice to these moms that are like, hey, I'm drowning, I'm barely getting the laundry done, I'd love to have some time for myself to do something fun or build a business, etc.? What other advice would you give to these moms?
Well, one thing that I think is super important, and I know that is really hard, but as soon as you start doing it, it's life-changing, is waking up before you have to. You can get so much done before life happens, before people start calling and texting and emailing, and before the kids are up and before the husband is up and before things can go wrong. Like, you can do so much. It's a sacrifice, but it is well worth it. So I know it's really hard. I totally know, because I've been doing it even when I was breastfeeding my kids and they weren't sleeping through the night. But I do feel that it was completely worth it. And if I were to do it all over again, I would. And then I would also just say, I think by now you can tell I'm like super organized, super like, I need a planner, I need times. I would also say, just make a plan. Have and make a plan that you can then stick to and hold yourself accountable for. Like, create a schedule. Like, I have a schedule and reminder set for myself. Like, even like, you would die if you saw my phone. I have like alarms for like, wake the kids up, you know, because sometimes I get up in the morning at like 5 o'clock. I don't have to wake them up till 7:30 right now. And so I like to wake up and like read and pray and drink my coffee and then do a little bit of work. And I just get in my own head and I get into whatever I'm doing. And then before I set alarms and stuff, I would work past the kids who were supposed to be up. So it really helps. Sometimes I'll set myself, okay, grocery store, you know, or start dinner, you know, until it just becomes like what you do. But at the beginning, it's so helpful to make a really specific plan with times and dates and just set yourself reminders until it does become part of what you do.
Yeah, that is so perfect. Bonnie and I know we're both nodding our heads in unison because we talk all the time about how much schedules and planners and alarms have helped us too.
Before I discovered the reminder setting on my phone, I left children at activities. I forgot to pick up grocery pickup. Thank goodness for the phone and the alarms.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Hey, I have one quick final question for you because I'm dying. I'm dying to know. I want to know more about your protein powder that you've developed because Bonnie and I are both huge fans of like green smoothies to sneak in extra nutrition for ourselves and for our kids. And so oftentimes we throw a scoop of protein powder in there, but we want to hear about yours. Like what, how come you developed your own and tell us what's special about it?
Awesome. So yeah, I'm super passionate about it because I created it because I found a need that like every program, everything I've created, it's always because I found a need. And so, you know, I've been working with so many pregnant women and breastfeeding moms and postpartum moms for so long. And the question was always like, what is safe for pregnancy? Like it's such like a fragile time in a woman's life and postpartum if you're breastfeeding and you know, the ones that people were recommending are, you know, all these big MLM companies and these protein powders have so many ingredients in them and they don't have like the amount of vitamins and minerals and stuff that they should have. And so after a while of just like, it got to a point where people would ask me on almost a daily basis, like what protein powder should I use? And it just got to the point where I was like, I don't know. There isn't one good enough out there that I feel safe telling you to take. I mean, really, I struggled to have one myself, but at least I wasn't pregnant or breastfeeding and I felt like, you know, it won't be as harmful. And so I was like, you know what? It's time. And so any woman can drink it. It is such a clean product. It's I created it for pregnancy because I wanted it to be like an all-in-one like nutrition supplement. I wanted it to be enough like protein, but I also wanted it to have like a complete multivitamin because I know that for us moms, we struggle so much with even just eating. And so vitamins are so important for moms, especially because we, you know, expend so much energy and our cortisol levels are high. So supplements are really important for us. And so I wanted it to be kind of like an all-in-one. It has all the B vitamins. I'm a huge fan of B vitamins because when you have high levels of stress, like whether that is because you're just a type A person or because you don't sleep enough hours, don't sleep well enough, or just have a lot of emotional stress, a stressful job, your cortisol levels are off. And when your cortisol levels are off, you tend to gain a lot of belly fat. It makes it really hard to lose that belly fat, and also it drains your energy. And B, a really good quality B complex vitamin, really helps combat all of that. And so it also helps reduce nausea. So it was really good for morning sickness. But like, as you can see, B vitamins are really great for everything. Folate, which we need so much during pregnancy, is just a B vitamin. It's just that during pregnancy, it's like you need to have supplements, you know, because you're creating life inside of you, but it's the same supplement that all of us need. And then I'm also a huge advocate for gut health. I think a lot of people don't realize when trying to lose weight or get in shape how much gut health matters. Your digestive tract is like the biggest system in the body. And if your digestion is off, it's like, I mean, you could work out 7 days a week and eat super healthy and you're not going to burn fat effectively. So gut health matters. And so I wanted to make sure there was probiotics in there and digestive enzymes. And because, like I said, I knew that it's so hard for us moms to even like have breakfast, like let alone take a million pills a day. I just wanted to make it easier. And so I was able to find this doctor and I worked with him and just created this protein powder and it just came. It is so delicious. Like it's insane. My private Facebook groups are like, I can't believe this tastes like a Wendy's Frosty or a McDonald's milkshake, or like, it is so dreamy. It's like so silky and smooth. And just, I'm just so happy that like you know, it's like saving money for so many ladies that buy a million pills. And it's also helping those ladies who have a hard time being consistent, taking all these supplements that we really need to be taking. It makes it easier for them. And it also helps cravings. I mean, protein helps decrease your hunger hormones. It helps crush cravings. And so it's like, I mean, as you can tell, I'm like so passionate about it. It's so much that it's like a lifesaver, a time saver. It's like a delicious like treat. It's just awesome.
Okay. Okay. You've convinced me. I'm going to, I'm currently pregnant too. And all the issues, like you say, like keeping the vitamins down and just finding healthy snacks. So I'm always on the hunt. So I'm totally going to try it. Sounds delicious.
Yeah. And you know what, when I remember when I, with one of my kids, especially, I had so many aversions, and I know I hear the ladies in my groups talk about how like, you would think I was a crazy mad woman if you saw me in the grocery store. I would sprint through like the meat section with my cart because I couldn't even look at it. I would like throw up a little bit in my mouth. So I mean, for those women, I remember feeling guilty about it because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not giving my baby enough protein. And I was already a health and fitness expert. I know like protein is a macronutrient. It is essential to life. Like it helps your baby's development of their tissues, their organs, the brain. Like it's important for blood supply. So a lot of women don't know that, but they still feel guilty because you know you should be eating protein. And so I really, that's like one thing I also wanted to help with, like, because when I was pregnant, there wasn't any protein powders that were safe for pregnancy. Doctors were not okay with taking protein powders. Like so much has developed since then. And doctors are now huge advocates of protein powders because, you know, now there's a lot safer ways to make them, and they see, you know, how, you know, what a huge lack of protein most patients have. And so, yeah, it helps. It helps so much.
So where can we find your protein powder besides on your website? Is it anywhere sold anywhere else?
No, not yet. Hopefully at some point in the near future, it will be on Amazon. But right now it's just sold on the website.
Okay, well, good enough. We can go there and get some, definitely.
Yeah, we will link to MichelleMarieFit.com on the show notes, as well as a link directly to her protein powder page. But Michelle, we are so grateful to have your wisdom on the podcast today. We know that self-care is huge for us too. We have an entire episode on it, episode 85, but we're so grateful that you lent your knowledge and wisdom with us and our audience today. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for having me. This was really fun.
And if you guys have any questions about Michelle, go ahead and email us and we can connect you with her information. One last question, Michelle. If people find your website, is there and want to get started with a great fitness program or nutrition program, is there a good place to start on your website?
Yeah, if you just go on the navigation bar on my website, you'll see there's like tons of free resources as well as my paid program. So I have like a 30-day meal plan that's free. I have a nutrition guide. I have like a pregnancy thigh and butt challenge. So there's plenty of freebies on there that people can kind of start and get into my world and start getting some tips and some information to help them navigate through the crazy mom life.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We're so excited to share all this with our listeners.
Thank you guys.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Did you know you can help the podcast in several ways? First up, we're on Patreon, and there are 3 different levels to support us there. Just head to patreon.com/outnumbered.
Next up, if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a written review on iTunes. It helps other parents find the podcast and receive the help you're enjoying.
And finally, you can follow us on Instagram at Outnumbered the Podcast. We're always having fun over there, too.
As usual, if you have any questions or ideas for future episodes, you can reach us at outnumberedthepodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks for all your support. We'll talk to you next week.